This evening I thought we could just do a little bit of meditation instead of too much blah, blah, blahing. So before that, though, is there any more questions from today anyone would like to bring up from about the practice? Yeah. I think there would be probably, even if you're not breathing much, there's probably a very subtle movement of the abdomen. But even if there's not, of course, there's sensations in that area anyway. So you can just stay there. It's like at the nostrils, in between the in and the out breath, there's still sensations there, so you can focus on that. So I think you'll find that even though the breath becomes subtle, if you stay here, see, that will challenge you to improve your clarity because the movement is getting more and more subtle. So actually, I think it could be advantageous just to stay there. So I would recommend just... Yeah. I mean, if you start going up here, you're moving the attention up, because if you've got too much tension and you start moving up, then it's more likely to get tension. The lower down, the better. Correct.
So, okay, there might have been grasping, but at the same time, the focus remains better because I want to enjoy it.
That's right. So if we have those experiences, then use them as a sign that we're going in the right direction and motivate you to go more into the practice. So that's okay, that's good. So I'm not saying that these experiences are like, oh, no. I'm just saying that don't really get caught up in them, but... Of course, if you have these blissful experiences or still or clarity, then that uplifts the mind and then the mind can focus even better. So that's great. It's fantastic. So use that. Exactly. Use the joy to go deeper into the practice instead of letting the joy turn into craving and attachment. If you keep the joy as joy, then the practice will go better. So that's very good. It's an aspiration. I mean, the way it's defined, of course, I mean, I think in just general language, we would call compassion an emotion, just like we call love an emotion. I mean, in English language, and because that's what we're referring to, that emotion. But Buddhism, the compassion or karuna, and Maitri or Metta for loving kindness, they are both defined as aspirations. So compassion is the aspiration or the wish for ourselves and others to be free of suffering. And loving kindness, of course, is the wish or aspiration for ourselves and others to have happiness and its causes. So they're both aspirations that we are trying to cultivate. Of course, along with those, then certain emotions come, but technically the compassion and loving kindness are the aspirations within that whole package, you know. Of course, when we have that aspiration for them to be, wish them to be free of suffering, then there's probably a lot of empathy and emotion that goes along with that, but that's not really part of what is compassion, because of course we have a lot of emotion and empathy in that. But it's the aspiration that we're trying to cultivate. We're trying to cultivate that more and more. And then, of course, with that comes more positive emotion and empathy and so forth.
So sending out light from your heart, for example, is it supposed to come with generating emotions? Or?
Well, if we do it in a genuine way, there will be some emotions associated with that, because You know, if you're really wishing someone to be happy and you're trying to give them, being generous to them, then of course there is some sort of emotion there with that, together with that. A very positive one, yes, of course. Otherwise it becomes very dry and mechanical. That's why I said in that Tonglen practice, it's not so much having the clear visualization, it's the wish to give and the wish to take that really is the effective part.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get the difference between admiration and emotion.
Yeah, of course you wouldn't be able to separate them, but what we're talking about here is cultivating aspiration, and then with that will come all of those positive emotions, yeah, and empathy and so forth, yeah.
Really nice that we can have a good laugh about our experiences, that it helps a lot, and it's always easy to sit in company, but even alone, it's important to bring up the sense of humor sometimes. I mean, I catch myself in the midst of being so worked up and angry about my mind going crazy, and if I step back a bit and look at it with a sense of humor and see how funny it is, ultimately, the Muppet Show going blah, 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 and just manage to laugh a little bit about it and not be so uptight, and it brings in the relaxation and also the compassion
Sure. Yeah. I mean, that's, of course, that's one of the six perfections, the fourth one, this joyous effort, this, you know, joyous effort. It's, you know, sometimes when we see that, we think, oh, I have to push and after, you know, some sort of hardship I have to endure or something. But, you know, it's defined, of course, joyous effort's defined as a mind that delights in virtue. It's a mind that's happy to do good things. So we need to have a lot of joy in the practice. And so sometimes when I see, you know, practitioners and that very serious and that, I'm sort of like, you know. So, of course we need to put effort, but it needs to be joyful effort, you know. We not to get too uptight and serious and can have a laugh at ourselves. You know, His Holiness Dalai Lama, he does that a lot. And so,
Alan Wallace has such a great sense of humor. And his books are serious, but if you listen to his podcast, I want to have a good laugh about
shamatha. Yeah, I think that's so, so important in this practice. Otherwise, we just get so uptight and frustrated. Exactly.
Observing the mind, I mean, it can be so.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, so yes, right. I mean, we just, you know, it's like watching a movie, you know, and don't take it too seriously, you know, it's just a movie we're watching. Blah, 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 movie, yeah. Anything else anyone would like to bring up? Yeah.
I thought I'd like a particular question that enables that mind to go back to observing the mind. Because I'm having a bit, like, sort of difficulties at the moment, because I feel like I'm having this, free therapy sessions all the time like this, but like I'm realizing lots of things, mental patterns and all these different patterns like going on because I'm observing the mind.
Sure.
But because of that, I get quite carried away with my thoughts because I feel like it's kind of, it's a waste if I don't get carried away because I get so many different realizations.
Yes.
So many different patterns. So
sure.
I feel like it's a bit difficult to go back to the observation.
Sure.
Is there like any particular question that
And not only with what you're experiencing, but in general in shamatha, it's very well known, whether you're focusing on the mind or the breath or resting in awareness, it's very well known that when we get into this practice, we'll have all these fantastic ideas popping up from everywhere. Because it's our creativity, you know. Once the mind becomes very quiet and still, then all these things pop up, you know. Sometimes there's been a problem that we've been working on for ages and then all of a sudden, boof, there's the answer. Or some great, great idea pops up. Or, as you said, in the practice of observing the mind, you come to realize certain habit patterns and so forth. So, of course, all of these are very good and very helpful, but to entertain any of these things in the middle of the practice is not the right time. So what we can do is, if we have some great idea come up or we have some sort of habit pattern that we've noticed, is go, okay, I'll attend to that after this meditation. I'll deal with that or I'll work with that after this practice. And if we're worried about forgetting these things, then sometimes what we can do is have a little notepad next to us and then just jot down a couple of key words of what the idea or the whatever it was we discovered, and then go back to the practice. So, attend to that after. Actually, we saw in the shamatha chart here, this, I think we mentioned it, the monkey in the tree, number 19. Number 19, the monkey in the tree, said, since virtuous thoughts are an interruption at the time of shamatha meditation, it is necessary to stop them. At other times, it is not necessary. So again, if we have these great ideas and so forth coming up in the middle of the shamatha practice, that's not the right time to entertain them, because otherwise it's just another distraction. So again, just make a note, okay, that's great, I'll work with that after the practice or the meditation. Or if you're worried about forgetting it, have it even a little notepad and just jot down a couple of points and then deal with it later. Because this will come up a lot.
Yeah, this happened to me, quite a lot. But yeah. I feel like it's quite difficult to go back to the observing state. Like, I was thinking, you were saying, that you could have, some sort of mantra or question or something in mind that would help with the, changing this channel back to the observation.
No, I think it's just to recognize that, yes, this is a great idea, but now I'm doing my shamatha practice, so let's just go back to that. So I think that's all we need to do. Anything else anyone would like to bring up? No?
I was thinking also at home you can put a recorder on, so it's more quicker still to say something.
Oh, just say a word. Yeah, that's a good idea.
You need to see that sometimes it's happening all the time. So maybe later if nothing pops up, then you just delay.
Okay. So what I'd like to do then is we'll do our Shavasana meditation, but before we go into we'll do the preparation, but then I'd like to actually do a short Tonglen meditation. So let's do a Tonglen and then we'll move. And we can start in the Shavasana from the beginning, so I'll just do the preparation. Then we'll go into the Tonglen for about 15, 20 minutes, and then we'll do another 10, 15 minutes just relaxing, releasing, focusing on the sensations in the body, okay? And then we'll call it a day. Letting go of any external distractions. Simply allow your awareness to descend into the body, filling the entire space of the body. Becoming aware of sensations throughout the body. And using the out-breath to relax and release any tightness or tension in any part of the body. And softening and relaxing all the muscles in the face. The mouth and jaw soft and relaxed. Forehead open and spacious. All the muscles around the eyes soft and relaxed. Allowing the entire body to become completely relaxed, completely at ease. Relaxing more deeply with each out-breath. And with each out-breath, letting go of any thoughts that may have arisen, happily releasing them. Bringing the mind into the present moment, focusing on the sensations of the breath throughout the body. We can begin by using Tonglen to to cultivate loving kindness and compassion for ourselves. No matter how much mental afflictions we have in our mind, no matter how much anger or jealousy or craving or anxiety, depression, no matter how much of these mental afflictions are in our mind, they're just like dirt covering the surface of our mind. And underneath these is the natural purity of our mind, our Buddha nature, our potential to reach the highest goals imaginable. Imagine this deepest dimension of your own mind in the form of a small, white, radiant sphere of light in the center of your chest at the level of your heart. And then arouse the thought, how wonderful it would be if I were free of suffering and its causes. May I be free of all suffering and its causes. May I be free of all mental afflictions. And then imagine your mental afflictions and suffering in the form of black smoke filling your body. And then with each in-breath, imagine drawing that black smoke into the sphere of light at your heart, completely dissolving it there. So with each in-breath, breathe in with compassion, dissolving and extinguishing your mental afflictions and suffering at your heart, dissolving them into your inner wisdom. And then imagine the black cloud is completely extinguished. And now you're free of all mental afflictions and suffering. Take delight in this. arouse the thought, how wonderful it would be if I had happiness in its causes. May I be truly well and happy. And then with each out-breath, imagine immeasurable rays of light radiating out from the sphere of light at your heart, filling and saturating your entire body and mind, and transforming into everything you need to be happy. So with each out-breath, breathe out the light of loving-kindness, sending to yourself whatever you need to be happy. And then imagine you've now found the genuine happiness that you seek. And take joy in this. And just as you wish to be happy and be free of suffering, so does everyone else. So allow your field of loving kindness and compassion to expand out further. and allow your mind to move around. And whoever comes to mind, whether it's an individual or even a group of people, attend to them, breathing in with compassion, breathing out the light of loving kindness. Allow the mind to continue to move around, breathing in with compassion, breathing out the light of loving kindness. and simply allow the mind to come to rest. Simply resting in the breath, the sensations of the breath throughout the body. Maintaining that ongoing flow of mindfulness, of the sensations of the breath, throughout the entire cycle of each in and out breath. conclusion, we can dedicate the positive potential we gathered here today towards the goal of cultivating a calm, clear, focused mind, and towards cultivating loving kindness and compassion for ourselves and others. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are warm with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid, and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power, and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then, may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world.